Psalm 71, Part 1, Preface. Early and youthful piety has its peculiar advantages, and is highly praiseworthy. The young man and maiden who walk in the paths of worldliness and sin will in all likelihood wander farther away from God, will become worse from year to year, and will finally perish in their sins. As the twig is bent, so the tree will be. As the boy, so the man. Though some, who in young days lived in sin, do by the grace of God in after years come to repentance and seek the Lord, yet remorse for the sins of their youth will follow them throughout their life. But they who seek the Lord early will walk in the obedience of the fourth commandment and will obtain the blessing added to it. They have a lifetime before them in which to serve God and to be a blessing unto the world. Increasing in experience and knowledge, they grow after the inner man from year to year until they reach that perfection which the apostle marked out for the Ephesians, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is, they become settled Christians, rooted in the faith, experienced in withstanding the temptations of Satan and the world, and practiced in crucifying the flesh and in resisting its affections and lusts. God also will carry them unto old age, and like Simeon, they shall depart in peace. Early and lifelong piety is commended in the first part of the 71st Psalm. A prayer in the time of need. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. Summary. In the first part of this psalm, David prays with a peculiarly strong confidence, calling God his strong habitation, his rock, and his fortress. A strong castle built on a high rock is a safe habitation. It is a shelter in the heat of the day, a protection against the chilliness of the night, a refuge from the enemies. The soul dwelling in God inhabits a strong tower built on a high cliff. When bearing the heat of the day, that soul is refreshed by God's loving kindness. Experiencing the coldness of this world, it is enlivened by the assurance of his unchanging love. Though its enemies are many and mighty, the wings of the Almighty cover it, and the potentates of heaven encamp round about it. They that trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall live to see their enemies put to shame, and in old age they will not be forsaken. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who in thy childhood didst set an example for the young to follow, by thy holy word do thou thyself teach our children and all the rising generation the beginning of wisdom, which is the fear of God. Cause our young men and maidens to shun the byways of vanity and vice, and to walk in the straight path of godliness and virtue, and make them ornaments of thy church. Amen.